Across Australia, you're with Fran Kelly, Radio National Breakfast.
Well, it's all about getting school kids to sing as one right across the nation. It started in 2007 with 600 schools. Today, the musical project Count Us In will involve 1,900 schools all singing this song. It's called We've Got the Music, written by high school kids around the place. And in a moment, we'll hear from Alyssa Williams from Fairvale High School. She's one of the 12 kids who'll be singing that song, We've Got the Music, on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge this morning. But first, let's catch up again with Tina Broad, as we have in past years. She's in charge of this entire project. Tina, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. How are you?
I'm terrific. You're going really well here with Count Us In. Your aim was to make this bigger every year, and that's certainly happening.
Yeah, about 1,950 schools when I last looked at the registration figures. So you're right, that's grown a lot over 5 years. That means that today at 11:30 around the place, we'll have, we think, about 540,000 performers of this song, not just singing, playing ukuleles, recorders, trumpets, you name it.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Tell us about that song, We've Got the Music. Who wrote it?
I just reconnected with the three high school students last night, actually, who wrote that, and one of them, Courtney, has just turned 18, so her 18th birthday present is for 500,000 people to do her song. Look, we recruit secondary school students from around Australia. The places on these mentored songwriting workshops are really coveted. They come together, we put them in a room with some of Australia's most high-profile songwriters, and we make them come up with a song. They've got to do it in one day. They've got to write to a brief. So this year the song that was picked was written by Josh Pritchard from Tasmania, Courtney, I mentioned, from southern New South Wales, and Dylan from Queensland. And their mentor was Ray Thistlethwaite from Thirsty Merc, so they were thrilled to get an opportunity to work with him. And then we send the song into the recording studio, and the little audio grab you played there, that's all secondary school students singing and playing the instruments on the song. Again, we bring in mentor professional musicians to help them. But yes, it's very much a student-driven project now.
And so this happens, as you say, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. I guess that's 9:30 over in the West.
Yeah.
And any special events happening? Who's doing what where?
Yeah, we've got lots of focal events happening in the capital city. In Perth, as you mentioned, there's about 1,200 kids on the steps of Perth Concert Hall. They'll get counted down to 9:30 by Adam Gilchrist, and the Stars of Wicked, which is playing in the West at the moment, are coming along as well. The Police Commissioner's band, he's a muso, he has a band called The Filth, and they'll be playing along with all the kids in Perth. In Darwin, they're right in Parliament House singing along with all the pollies. It'll be 11 o'clock. Their time. In South Australia, we've got musician Wes Carr on trams with kids singing to passengers as they're going about their business.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Tina, I'm going to go talk to one of the kids who's singing on the Sydney Harbour Bridge now. So I'll say goodbye to you and congratulations.
Thanks.
And
mate.
Say hello to Alyssa Williams. Alyssa, hello there.
Hi.
Alyssa, you're from Fairvale High in Western Sydney, and you're going to be singing atop the Sydney Harbour Bridge. That's pretty exciting.
I am so excited. It's going to be fantastic. And it's fantastic as well that, like, a lot of my friends can come and be a part of, you know, what I was a part of last year.
How many of you will be there on the bridge?
I think there's about 12 students from my school going.
And have you had a practice yet? Have you been up there and had a go?
No, I've never actually been up the Harbour Bridge, so this is the first time. It's going to be fantastic.
You might be struck dumb with fear up there, do you think?
I should be okay.
As you say, you've been a part of this before, the Count Us In.
Yeah.
What's so great about it for you? What's the experience done for you, and also perhaps done for your school environment?
Well, when I first went in there and heard about the different songwriters, I was really excited because Audius, which was my, I got to be in his team. He actually co-wrote Born to Try by Delta Goodrum, and I've grown up listening to Delta Goodrum, and it was just, it was so exciting, like, just to meet someone, you know, whose song I've admired for so many years. And
so you actually won a spot in that songwriting work, in those songwriting workshops that Tina was just telling us about.
Yeah. I was one of the 9 students last year that got chosen. And yeah, it's amazing to see how, you know, just one day of songwriting and, you know, putting all ideas together can transform, you know, a school for a day. It's insane.
And what about transforming you in your life? You leave school this year. You've had your chance to do that one day workshop. Now, one day is just one day. But is music going to continue to be a part of your life after school?
Yeah, I hope I'm still singing when I'm old and grey. It's definitely something that it just transcends everything. And music's been around forever.
And just give us a sense of that moment at 11:30 at school or wherever you are when you all start singing. What does that actually feel like?
It's just like community between everybody, and it's a real like thing that brings everyone together. We did our one on Monday, and you know, it's just a time where everyone can get together and just really enjoy each other's company and just, you know, share their love of music. And it's really fantastic.
Well, good luck today, Alyssa. You sing out loud and proud.
Thank you.
We've got the music blasting out, blaring out from the Sydney Harbour Bridge as Alyssa and her schoolmates and others belted out at around 11:30 around the country. Good luck, Alyssa.
Thank you.
And before Alyssa, Tina Broad, coordinator of the National Music Countess In program. And Bush Telegraph will be broadcasting the event from Bishanoe Primary School on the east coast of Tassie at 11:30 this morning. It's 6:27 on Breakfast.